All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday, and you know what that means.
Rock and roll!
Rock and roll Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Kiger obsesses over rock and roll the same way I do.
Oh, yeah.
So this is always fun.
Yeah, you guys are very tolerant.
He knows what his questions are going to be, and he knows what the answer is, but I'm hearing it for the first time just like you.
But thank you guys for playing with us. We have fun with it.
Yeah.
We do love some rock and roll.
Yeah. Exactly.
And we're doing the 80s today.
Okay.
The 80s.
All right.
So those of you who are with us, remember back to MTV when they actually used to play music videos.
Yeah. What a concept.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was. Whatever happened to that?
Yeah. Now we got to watch some sort of ridiculous.
I don't watch it at all.
I don't either. Exactly.
I used to watch it a lot.
How's it stay on air? Anyway, okay. The 80s. In February of 1981, this song debuted. We want you to name the tune and the group. I'm handing the single to Maestro Ronald Stutz. Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL if you know the name of the tune and the name of the group.
All right, here we go. Band and Freeze Frame.
Freeze Frame.
That's right. Freeze Frame.
Dun, 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 dun. Freeze Frame by the J. Giles Band, formed in Boston in 1967. These guys fronted by Peter Wolf.
Yeah,
Mr.
Wolf.
Rode that tune to number 4 on the Billboard Top 100, but it still wasn't their biggest hit because that honor went to a tune they did 1 year earlier called...
We was talking about...
He saw her as a centerfold. Centerfold!
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, and that tune went to number 1. J. Giles Band, however, today... Yeah. Freeze Frame, which was a good song.
They also did a song called Looking for a Love, which was an old Valentino's tune.
Yes, they did.
Which
I
always loved.
Good.
Yeah. And just, you know, Peter Wolf. You know what I think of when I hear the name Peter Wolf? I think of...
Peter Rabbit?
What's his name on CSI Miami saying, Mr. Wolf? Mr. Wolf, you know the guy with the red hair?
Yeah. Although I've never watched one of the CSI episodes.
One of the characters.
How many kids are running around going to school now? They want to be a crime scene investigator.
I don't know, man.
Tons!
I love those shows.
See, I've never watched them. It's almost like a playoff of Sherlock Holmes kind of stuff.
I love CSI Miami. I love that show.
And have you seen CSI Mebane?
No, I haven't seen that
one.
Okay,
that was, yeah.
Is that a new one coming out?
Yeah, it's a pilot's coming out.
Yeah, I love NCIS.
Okay. What's the difference? What's NCIS?
NCIS is like, what's his name, Mark Harmon?
Yeah, but what's the difference between NCIS and
CSI? Oh, it's different. It's
CSI.
Like, it's naval investigation.
Oh, it's military?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What's SU, what's another one, SUV or S something? There's another one.
SUV is something you drive.
No, I know that, but there's like 3 acronyms for the shows that essentially are the same thing, but they're in a different city and different actors.
There's
and
NCIS New York, I think, and there's NCIS Los Angeles.
All right.
But there's CSI Miami and CSI... it's just CSI.
Okay.
But I like all those shows.
Okay, well, good.
Go back and watch an old CSI Miami show.
Okay.
And you'll see what I mean about that guy, Mr. Wolf.
Well,
Mr. Wolf was one of the guys who was an investigator.
If you'll watch CSI Mebane.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
I will. I'll look forward to that. Small town crime.
All right. See you, everybody, mañana.
I hope so.